Welcome to episode 954 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we want to explore how the book of Ephesians shows us how to live the Christian life. It begins with understanding our identity in Christ. Paul begins his letter by reminding the Ephesians of their identity in Christ. In Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 5, he writes, "For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will." This is a powerful declaration of our identity. We are chosen, loved, and adopted into God's family. Understanding this truth can transform how we see ourselves and others. We are not defined by past mistakes or societal status, but by our relationship with Christ. This new identity should motivate us to live lives worthy of our calling. Paul continues in Ephesians 1, verse 7, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Our sins are forgiven, and we are made new through the sacrifice of Jesus." This redemption is not something we earned, it is a gift of grace. Living the Christian life means embracing this grace daily. It means forgiving ourselves and others, knowing Christ's sacrifice covers all. It also means living with confidence we are redeemed, free from sin's bondage. Paul also assures us we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, who, according to verse 13, is the guarantee of our inheritance until we take possession of it. This seal signifies ownership and protection. As we navigate life, we can rely on the Spirit for guidance, comfort, and strength. Next, the call to unity and maturity. In Ephesians 4, verses 3 to 6, Paul emphasizes the importance of unity among believers. He writes, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Unity is crucial for the health and growth of the church. Paul urges us to make every effort to maintain this by setting aside personal differences and working together towards a common goal. It means being peacemakers and each other up in love. Paul also talks about the diversity of gifts within the church in Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13. He writes, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." Each of us has been given gifts to serve the body of Christ. Living the Christian life means discovering and using these gifts to edify the church. It means contributing to the growth and maturity of the body, so we all reach unity in faith and knowledge of Jesus. Maturity is a key theme in Ephesians 4. In verses 14 to 15, Paul writes, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ." Spiritual maturity involves stability in our faith and doctrine. It means being rooted in truth and not swayed by false teachings. It also means speaking the truth in love, building each other up, and growing together as a body. Next, walking in love and light. How do we do that? In Ephesians 5, 1-2, Paul writes, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We are called to imitate Christ in our lives. This means walking in love, like Christ loved us sacrificially. Our love should be evident in actions, words, and attitudes. It means putting others before ourselves, living selflessly. Paul continues in verses 8 to 10, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord." Living as children of light means reflecting Christ in all we do, pursuing goodness, righteousness, and truth. It means seeking to please the Lord in all aspects of our lives. Our actions should shine brightly in a dark world, pointing others to Christ. Paul emphasizes the importance of being filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5, 18 to 20. He writes, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Being filled with the Spirit means allowing the Holy Spirit to control and guide our lives. It means being joyful, worshipful, and thankful in everything. This Spirit-filled life is marked by gratitude and a heart of worship. Next, strengthening our relationships. In Ephesians 5:21, Paul writes, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Mutual submission is a mark of humility and respect in our relationships. It means considering others' needs and interests above our own. This principle applies to all relationships, fostering harmony and cooperation. Paul provides specific instructions for husbands and wives in verses 22 to 33. He writes, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." These instructions emphasize love and respect within the marital bond. Husbands are called to love their wives sacrificially. Wives are called to respect their husbands. This mutual love and respect reflect the relationship between Christ and the church. Paul also addresses the parent-child relationship. He writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Children are called to obey and honor their parents, while parents are called to nurture and instruct their children in the Lord. This creates a healthy and godly family environment. Next, standing firm in spiritual warfare. Paul concludes his letter with a call to stand firm in spiritual warfare. In Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 17, he writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Paul uses the imagery of a soldier's armor to describe the spiritual protection and weapons available to us. Each piece of armor represents a vital aspect of our spiritual defense: truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. We must put on this armor daily to stand against the enemy's attacks. Paul emphasizes the importance of prayer in spiritual warfare. In verses 18 to 20, he writes, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." Prayer is our lifeline in spiritual warfare. It connects us with God's power and aligns our hearts with his will. Paul urges us to pray continually and vigilantly for ourselves and others, recognizing the critical role of prayer in our spiritual lives. As we reflect on the book of Ephesians, we see a comprehensive guide to living the Christian life. Paul calls us to embrace our identity in Christ, strive for unity and maturity, walk in love and light, strengthen our relationships, and stand firm in spiritual warfare. By living these principles, we can reflect the love and grace of Christ in our daily lives and be a powerful witness to the world. Let us commit to living the Christian life, empowered by the Holy Spirit and guided by God's Word. May we build each other up, walk in love, and stand firm in our faith, glorifying God in all that we do. Father, thank you for the wisdom and guidance found in the book of Ephesians. Help us to embrace our identity in Christ and live the principles we have learned today. Strengthen us to walk in unity, love, and light, and to stand firm in spiritual warfare. May our lives reflect your grace and bring glory to your name. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.